The artist is Steve Cross. He was born in Monmouth and grew up in Kirkwood. Cross says he did not originally head to Alaska for artistic opportunities, and he was not intending to stay.
A family member lives up there and needed to re-insulate their home in a remodeling project, and I flew up there to work for a month just to help them out, and fell in love with that state immediately. It's a beautiful state.
Does it pose challenges for you as an artist?
It actually benefits as an artist, because I like to paint at temperatures negative 20 to negative 40, and it's one of the rare places on the planet you can do that. So, and I paint with vodka so it doesn't freeze at those temperatures too, and it's a very rare medium. Therefore, Alaska's probably the best place to make those kind of paintings at.
Well, how did you get started painting with vodka, or was that out of necessity once you were in Alaska?
No, complete accident. I was actually dyeing some Carhartt jeans, and I used the vodka to see if it would stain with the pigment better, and learned it can make a paint out of it, and I kind of like the arts to begin with, and for the last 3 years I've been inventing new types of paintings and paint to paint with.
Oh, what sort of things have you invented?
I paint with knives and machetes. That's how I got the nickname the most dangerous artist, because I whip blades around and flick them on canvases, and they're called carved canvases because I make long broad strokes with the blades. I have over 14 copyrights now on different techniques, including vodka scaping. I make flowers bloom with gin. I'll actually paint with juniper gin, the gin that comes out of the juniper tree. We call them gin blossoms. And they actually drop the gin on the paper and they actually bloom in real time right in front of you. They're really beautiful.
Was that an accident or is that an old technique?
No, it's a new technique I invented. It just happened to be because I was just testing out some of the paint I made out of gin. And I was just dropping it onto the paper and it started growing new things. And that's how a lot of my artwork begins, out of accidents and a lot of failure.
And you're using not just vodka, but I saw coffee is a common ingredient in your paint, I guess. How did you get started with that?
The part of the planet I live in, the coffee is huge up there. I mean, it's a staple. And I live near the city of North Pole, and they have a really excellent coffee company there. And I just wanted it inside of my paintings. The other one, wine, we have two wineries that give me wine to paint with up there, and just great wines. And who doesn't want a painting made out of wine, I guess.
How much of it do you drink and how much do you paint with?
I'm not a big drinker. That's the biggest misnomer of me. They think I'm there getting loaded while I'm making a painting. That just doesn't happen. I reserve most of this high-grade alcohol for the paintings. It takes a lot of failure to make a batch of paint, so therefore I need a lot of liquor sitting around for that.
And what about coffee? Are you a big coffee drinker?
I'm a tea drinker.
Do you paint with tea at all?
No, I haven't tried that yet. It's not the opacity is too much. It'd take a lot of layers of tea to make one painting. And the coffee I actually mix with walnut ink now, which is made in this area. I use the rotten walnuts. If I don't know where you grew up at, but you hole the walnuts, and you get the dark stains on your hand. Mm-hmm. And that led to me making walnut ink. And the walnut ink is a very light, fast ink, and it works very well for paintings.
Is that out of necessity that you use materials like that, or is that just something you wanted to try and discovered you liked?
Lots of experimentation, constantly trying new things out in the studio, seeing what works, what doesn't. The deadliest painting, which is going to start forming this next year, be traveling to remote jungles, I'm going to be diving under the ocean to get ingredients far further away from home than my home state of Alaska.
What are you looking for?
Well, it's kind of a secret for right now, but
you are looking specifically for something then. You're not just going out and seeing what you find.
It's been a year and a half of mapping the planet to find what I'm looking for, and it's going to be a lot of life risk situations to get into those places. And at the same time, I'll be working with impoverished children at the same time. I'll be going across enemy lines and working on a grand mural from other nations, too. It'll be children from all over the nation to help me build one painting also.
Artist Steve Cross says his Good Migration Studio helps homeless youth in Alaska and is expanding to help communities around the globe. His vodka scapes and other works are on display at the Buchanan Center for the Arts in Monmouth. The exhibit remains open through the end of January. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-States Public Radio News.